Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Friday, January 17th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Cook City Motorsports and the Yellowstone Club Community Foundation. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. At 6 a.m., there's no new snow. Southerly winds are 10 to 25 miles an hour with gusts of 30 to 45 and up to 60 miles per hour in high light. Winds will shift more westerly today and blow 20 to 35 miles an hour. Temperatures are high teens to mid-20s and will stay fairly steady throughout the day. A quick-moving storm this morning will drop 2 to 4 inches by early afternoon. A second pulse tonight will bring a few more inches to the mountains around West Yellowstone and Cook City. Yesterday, snowmobilers triggered two large avalanches on Henderson Mountain near Cook City. One of these slides was absolutely huge, breaking more than 10 feet deep in spots. A large natural avalanche also broke yesterday near Hardscrabble Peak in the Northern Bridger Range. It initially failed 2 to 3 feet deep and then stepped down to the ground. Conditions aren't hair trigger today. It's been 48 hours since the last snowfall. While winds have continued to load some slopes, most slopes are handling the load well. However, as yesterday's slides demonstrate, triggering a large avalanche is a very real possibility today that could have devastating consequences. Figuring out whether a particular slope is primed to slide is going to be a real challenge, and in some cases near impossible to do safely. Tracks are not a guarantee of stability. Wednesday's sobering close call with a large skier-triggered slide on Saddle Peak is a good reminder of this. A number of other skiers had skied the very similar adjacent slopes without incidents before one got unlucky, hit the wrong spot, and triggered a big avalanche. Remember the big picture. Many slopes have weak layers low in the snowpack, and multiple large avalanches have been triggered on those layers each of the last 3 days. Think long and hard before getting into avalanche terrain today. Be extra skeptical of slopes that have been recently wind-loaded. Human-triggered avalanches are possible, and the avalanche danger is moderate today in the Bridger Range, Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and Cook City. The snowpack is generally stable in the Northern Gallatin Range, with the exception of wind-rifted slopes at the ridgelines and in gullies. Strong winds have continued in high light, with gusts up to 60 miles per hour overnight, but there's no more loose snow left to transport. While at this point most drifts will be well bonded, watch for shooting cracks as you've signed that you found one that hasn't yet. Avoid those slopes to avoid triggering an avalanche. For today, the danger is moderate on wind-loaded slopes and low on all others in the Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.